Survey people today, and the consensus is likely to be, hey, I'm a good person. We know we're not perfect, but we wouldn't put ourselves in the category of sinner. Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, we're looking at the book of James, chapter 2.
John, sinner is a word I wouldn't use today without defining it. In the popular culture, it seems to mean a really bad person.
You mean the kind they lock up and throw away the key?
People draw the line between good and bad in different places, but somehow we always position ourselves on the right side. Yet sin simply means falling short of God's standards, and when the standard for heaven is perfection, we all miss the mark.
Right.
Now, James was writing to Jewish believers living among the Gentiles. They were looking around and thinking, hey, we're not so bad. In fact, we're pretty good.
And we like to measure ourselves against other people, particularly those who don't stand so tall.
So James brings them back down to size. You break one of God's laws, you've broken them all. The purpose of the law was not to fulfill it and make our way to heaven. It was to show the standard for heaven is perfection. And that's why we all fall short. We all need to be saved. And that's why we all need a savior. C.S. Lewis pointed out the dilemma. Those who need to repent the least think they need to repent the most. And those who need to repent the most think they need to repent the least. The further we are from God, the less we are inclined to think sin is really a problem. The closer we are to God, the greater the burden of sin, and the more we appreciate His wonderful grace and mercy.
Sharing this great message of forgiveness is made easier in the book A Jigsaw Guide to the Meaning of Life, lavishly illustrated. This is a coffee table book you can share with an unsaved friend. More at reasonwhy.org. That's reasonwhy.org. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.